Slava Otcu i Sinu i Svjatomu Duhu, i njine i prisno, i vo vjeki vjekov. Amin. Jedinorodni Sine i Sloven Boži, ve smerten si, izvoli bi spasenija našego radi. Poplotiti svijat od svijatija Bogo rodici i Hristo djevi, djevi Mariji, nepreručno počelo vječi visjat, razpisa že Hriste Bože, smrti usme popravi, jedin si, svjatija Trojici sproslavljaje mi, Otcu i Svjatomu Duhu, spasi, spasi, spasi nas.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I will read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The Sunday of All Saints. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Then Peter answered and said to him, See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to them, Assuredly I say unto you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. The Holy Orthodox Church celebrates the Sunday of All Saints today. The list of saints continues to accrue through the centuries. No two individuals recognized as saints are identical. Each person recognized as a saint in the Holy Orthodox Church was created in the image and likeness of God. Each person recognized as a saint demonstrated a belief in and commitment to God that set him or her apart. Some saints are part of a particular group, such as the Holy Apostles. Others are extinguished as individuals, such as St. Bishop Nikolai Velimirovich and St. Paraskeva Petka. The Holy Three Hierarchs, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and St. John Chrysostom, are viewed together and yet separately, which in many ways is similar to the Holy Apostles. Believers benefit from knowing the wide range of Orthodox Christian expressions in the lives of the saints. The wide range of expression in the saints demonstrates that believers can follow their Christian interests, provided they live well within the overall acceptable boundaries of the Church. Not everyone has a deep interest in Orthodox iconography, and they will not invest major portions of time in iconography. Not everyone has a deep interest in theology at high levels, and will not invest major portions of time extensively in reading and researching theological texts. At least one saint was a cook in an Armenian monastery. Saint Euphronius was described by Saint Bishop Nikolai as a simple man, but a man of God. All saints are recognized for having lived within certain boundaries required for recognition of sainthood. We look to the saints as intercessors before God. We look to the saints who learn from their lives. We look to the saints for inspiration as we go about our daily lives. We look to the saints to learn from their writings. We look to the saints to learn from their homilies. We look to the saints to learn from their witness in times of adversity and critical points in history. We look to the saints past and present. The lives of the saints through the centuries give a glimpse of the church through the centuries. The saints of modern times are clear reminders that individuals in the present can be saintly if fully devoted to God. The saints are protectors of the present. The saints have been protectors in the past. The saints offer hope in times of desperation. The saints offer comfort in times of despair. The saints offer examples when a believer reaches the end of his or her patience. The saints offer instruction that is timeless. Certain living believers have benefited from personal contact with modern saints. Certain living believers are related to modern saints. The Triparia of the saints summarize their contributions. The services of the saints tell of their lives. The lives of the saints offer instruction. The liturgical calendar of the church is a history lesson for Orthodox Christians. The liturgical calendar of the church is a way of uniting the present with saints past and present. Individuals reading the lives of the saints come to know that regardless of how sinful a person may have been, there is hope for a new life in Christ. There is always hope, not only for a new life in Christ, but for a life that is exemplary. The Holy Apostle Paul went from persecutor of Christians to a foremost example of Christian witness. The good thief on the cross, Saint Mary of Egypt, and Saint Moses the Ethiopian are examples worth considering when new life in Christ is considered. It is only too late to repent when one's mind ceases functioning. It is only too late to repent and turn to Christ when one ceases to breathe. It is only too late to repent and turn to Christ when one has lost the will to do so. Now is the time to turn to Christ. We have only the present as a certainty. We have no guarantee of life beyond the moment in which we are living. Let us devote every living moment of our lives to Christ. Let us live every moment of our lives in Christ.
In thy kingdom remember us, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Shall inherit the earth.
invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. The church is in its 52nd year of existence. We invite you to attend daily services. They are held in the morning at 5:30 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4 or 6 p.m. It is best to call for exact times. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. You can visit our website at stgeorgeserbian.us. That's www.stgeorgeserbian.us. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbick. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.